Hi, my name is Wade Wegner, and I'm going to show you a brief tutorial on how to set up the BidNow sample. The very first thing is go ahead and browse out to code.msdn.microsoft.com/BidNowSample, and that'll get you to the website in which this is hosted. From there, you can go to Downloads and go ahead and select BidNow.exe. Now, it is an executable file, but it's actually a self-extracting file, so it's just going to extract all the files you need. It's not going to register anything on the system, so this makes it actually very easy for you to just extract it to the file system and move forward. Go ahead and agree, and then you'll be prompted to go ahead and download. Now, I've already downloaded it, so let me go directly to the executable. Once you download it, you'll have this executable. Feel free to run it, and then accept the terms. And go ahead and choose a destination folder. I usually install these off the root, so I'm going to leave the default and go ahead and click install. And you can see really all it's doing is extracting all the code needed in order to run the BidNow sample. And then once it's done, it's going to go ahead and open up the folder. From here, you actually want to next run this command, starthere.command. And what this is going to do is two things. First, it's going to check to make sure you have all the dependencies installed on your machine. And then secondly, it's going to actually set up all the services leveraged by BidNow. So we'll go ahead and click Next, and it's going to walk through and see and make sure that all the required software is detected. Now, if it's not detected, it's actually going to either stop or prompt you via a link to go out and actually grab what's required. So, for instance, if you didn't have the Windows Azure SDK 1.3, which was released a few days ago, then it would provide you with a link to the download location. In this case, everything checked out, so go ahead and click Next. Now, what it's doing is you saw very quickly it popped up a few things. It's actually registering a few certs that we're going to leverage with the access control service, as well as a couple of other values. You can take a look at the scripts if you want to see exactly what it's doing. But now it's going to actually start a guided install experience where we're going to be able to go ahead and specify some of the services that we're using so that we can pretty easily get everything up and running so that once we're done here, you can basically hit F5 and get started. So the very first thing that it's asking for is the service namespace that we're going to leverage. Now you can get this by going to the portal.appfabriclabs.com. In fact, we'll go ahead and do that right now. So if you go to portal.appfabriclabs.com, you're going to log in with a live ID. In this case, I'll use that live ID. And if you haven't done this already, you'll be prompted to create a project. Go ahead and create a project, and once you have, select it. And then you'll be prompted to actually create a new service namespace. When you've created a new service namespace, what you're going to see is some values. So here I've got BidNow sample test. That's going to be my service namespace that I'm going to want to leverage. So I'm going to go ahead and copy this, come back here, and paste that in. And so that's going to be the service namespace that I enter. The next thing that it wants actually is the management service credentials. And so we can get this actually by coming here to Access Control. So I'm going to select Access Control, go ahead and go to Manage Access Control, I'm going to select my live ID, and I'm going to choose Management Credentials. And under here, you'll see we're using Symmetric, so I'm going to click Symmetric, and I'm going to go ahead and grab this, and then come back and paste it in. Now, the next thing that it asks for is your Facebook application ID, and then it'll ask for the secret. Now, these are pretty easy to get as well. If you come to facebook.com developer, if you don't already have a Facebook developer account set up, you can. But you can essentially come here to set up new application and then specify the name. Now, I've already done this, so let me come back and you'll see here I've got my BidNow sample test. And I can grab the application ID, enter that in, then I can grab the secret as well and go ahead and configure that. Now, once this is done, let me go ahead and move this. Once this is done, it's going to actually prompt me to enter some information regarding caching for the caching service. And so I can preemptively come back here to the service to the App Fabric Labs portal, and so this time select cache. And what we're going to see here now, come through here, select my project, and I'll come here down to cache for BidNow sample test. And the very first thing we're going to need is the service URL used by the cache. So we'll grab that, paste it in, and then the token. Into that as well. Now that what that's doing is basically updating the config file within the solution to have those credentials so that I don't have to enter them once I get started. Now the next step is to set up the database, and this is going to register some scripts and various things that we'll leverage within the BitNow sample. Now you have the option of using SQL Server Express, SQL Azure, or both. I'm going to go ahead and just select SQL Azure, and when I do so, it's going to also ask for some information. So what you're going to need is the database name used by that you're using within SQL Azure. In this case, mine is it's going to be the server, the database server name .database.windows.net. Your user, so the user that you've created within SQL Azure, go ahead and enter that, and make sure that it's username at server name. And then finally the password. And the password, I'm going to go ahead and enter this. And what it's going to do is, drop it if it exists. And then once it's done with that, it's just going to go ahead and create all the tables and then run a script so that it actually creates some data with the appropriate date times so that when you launch the application, all the data up there is relevant for here and now. The next thing that it's doing right now is you see it's uploading a number of it uploaded a number of images, and that's because images are actually stored within blob storage, so it's actually using the local development storage in order to upload those files. And at that point we're done. We've actually set everything up, so now we're going to go ahead and flip over to the sample itself. All right, so I'm going to close this and come back to the folder. And so now that we've run the scripts, let's go to the code, and you'll see here is all the code for the sample application. I'm going to go ahead and open BidNow. And because we ran that wizard, everything has been set up for us. So access control has been configured. The caching service has been updated so that the solution is pointing to the cache. And SQL Azure has also been updated. And all the local config within this application has also been updated. So literally now I can hit F5. And this is going to launch everything within the local development fabric. So we'll give it a couple of minutes to build and then start up. And in the meantime, what I'll do is I'll show you under the emulator just exactly what we have here. Now there's three different roles. We have BidNow Web, BidNow.services.web, and BidNow.worker.host. BidNow.web actually hosts our application for us, and all the WCF services are running within BidNow.services.web. The worker role is actually set up here to process new auctions that are added. So if I add an auction to BidNow and upload an image, the worker role is going to grab that information, process it, and so forth for us. And so when this starts here, it's going to open up a couple of pages for us. And you can see here, one of the two pages that are opened is the actual BidNow application itself. And so all this data is running within SQL Azure. We're leveraging the caching service. And then we also have ACS configured, so I can click sign in. And we're using an embedded Home Realm Discovery page. I can select Yahoo, and I can go ahead and enter my credentials. Click sign in. And then once it's completed the redirection, I will come back to the BidNow application. And you'll note that I'm now signed in. So literally takes a few minutes, runs through the scripts, and you're up and running. And from there, you can start to explore and take a look at the application. Thanks.